Track 1, Pain Frames. Welcome to the Home Study course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Cognitive Therapy for Chronic Pain. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with chronic pain and fibromyalgia. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content-dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content, either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. So let's get started. On this track, we will discuss three kinds of pain frames which act as an appraisal for the client. These three kinds of pain frames which act as appraisals are threat, loss, and challenge. In cognitively treating a client for chronic pain, there are several frames of stressors to take into account. In a transactional model of stress, stress is not an event or stimulus. Rather, it is the judgment that an event or stimulus exceeds the client's resources, thereby endangering the client's well-being. Pain frames give an insight into the client's perceptions of pain and its effect on his or her life. The first pain frame acting as an appraisal is threat. When a client views their own chronic pain as a threat to their happiness, he or she unwittingly gives more thought to the pain and less thought to other aspects of his or her life. Clients with chronic pain frequently complain of poor memory and an inability to concentrate. Because the client is over-focused on one stimulus, there is less attention devoted for other stimuli or cognitive tasks. Terry, age 48, would have chronic back pain related to an inflamed disc. Because he believed the pain to be so unbearable, Terry began to fear it almost every waking minute of his day. Every minor pain, such as stiff neck, threw Terry into a panic, believing that the pain had spread all up his spinal column. Slowly, he began to become less and less involved in his environment. He quit his daily walks with his wife because he believed that any prolonged exercise instigated his pain. In fact, he dropped any activities that required physical strain. Soon, Terry had confined himself to his home and to his office. He began to forget assignments and handed in projects late and half-finished. Think of your Terry. Is he or she devoting too much attention to preventing pain? How would you address this? The second pain frame acting as an appraisal is loss. Clients like Terry, who participate in less and less activities, begin to feel a sense of grief and loss in their lives, depressed affect, a perceived sense of helplessness, and a reduced likelihood of engaging in adaptive coping behaviors are likely to be related to this sense of loss. Thus, the pain frame of loss produces other factors to take into account later on down the road. Each of these losses contribute to the stress of a client with chronic pain, and each is an appropriate target for cognitively based pain therapy. Terry stated, "I did a lot of camping and hiking, even in my advanced age. I did a lot of wrestling with the kids, and when the back injury happened, a lot of that was taken away. I don't feel connected to my family anymore, and as for exercise, that's all gone out the window." Interestingly, Terry felt a disconnect from his family even though he spent most of his time in the house where they were present. He had lost a great physical expression of affection and love. Because of this, he felt more and more detached from a caring world and further absorbed himself into his own world. Think of your client with chronic pain. Does he or she experience a sense of loss? To help clients like Terry treat their fear of pain and their detachment from their surrounding environment, I asked him to try painless reconnection. Terry had long thought of himself victim of his own body. Because of this, he had never tried to push past his own self-victimization. I asked Terry to go home and think of at least 15 activities that do not require him to exert himself, but ones that also include his wife and children. At first, Terry resisted the exercise, stating, "I can't do this. All I ever knew was being active. I can't sit on my ass and talk about my day with my family every evening." A few weeks later, however, Terry returned with more than 30 activities, twice as many as I had asked for. He stated, "We instituted a family game night every Wednesday, and then on Monday, we all get together and make sundaes or some other kind of dessert. I play video games with the kids and help them with their homework. This gives my wife a break and lets me get to know my kids. For my wife, instead of going on a walk every night, I massage her feet and she gives me a back rub. This way, we still have our time together to just talk and be ourselves." Think of your Terry. Would he or she benefit from painless reconnection? In addition to threat and loss, the third pain frame acting as an appraisal is challenge. Clients who view their pain as a challenge, not a complete interruption, have a better adaptation rate than those who obsess over it. Clients who frame their pain as a challenge believe that the potential danger posed by their pain does not outweigh their ability to cope with it. It produces feelings of convictions and commitment, and in certain situations, even eagerness or excitement. Stressors are perceived more realistically, and these clients self-identify themselves as healthy persons with pain, as opposed to such clients as Terry, who victimize themselves. Chad, age 34, had broken his arm in 13 different places, and several of his bones in his hand were severely cracked in a car accident. After the injury, he had thrown himself into his physical therapy, attending all his sessions on time, even though he said he couldn't see immediate results. Chad stated, "It hurt, and I didn't think it was helping, but I also knew how little I knew about this sort of stuff. I wanted to be able to paint again, and I thought the physical therapy would get me there. 3 years later, I opened my first exhibition of my paintings. I still feel pain, all the time actually, but I accomplished what I wanted to, and that's all I needed." Because Chad had taken a much more positive approach to his healing, he completed it without an interruption to his social life. On this track, we discussed three kinds of pain frames which act as an appraisal for clients. These three kinds of pain frames which act as appraisals are threat, loss, and challenge. On the next track, we will discuss external and internal factors that affect a client's perceptions of pain. These factors that affect a client's perceptions of pain come under three categories, which are biological, social, and personality. Question 1. What are three kinds of pain frames?